Well, hello again. Thank you for joining me. Today is, what is, March 15th. I'm sitting in my backyard, enjoying the sun, watching the dog, listening to the chickens in my neighbor's yard. So, anyway, this is the second, I believe, of these podcasts that I started to do about exploring me and my dwelling place. So anyway, I'll just like start off by, I think a quote from Neville Goddard that kind of started this podcast. This quote is from his lecture, Christ in You. Are you thinking from the state you desire? Or is your dream just a passing fancy, a daydream you enjoyed for the moment and then dropped? So, I guess we all have desires, you know. I think common desires is like relationships, great relationships, the successful business or your career, whatever that is for you. And I get a stress-free life, maybe. I don't know. What is it? Everyone has these dreams and things they want to do. And that's kind of like what Neville talks about there is, are you thinking from the state you desire? So for going with the desires of relationships and successful business, throughout your day, notice, are you actually thinking about how cool your business is, or how much, what do you get to do with your business? Or is that just a daydream? So going on to the next part of Neville's quote, you can tell if you abide in your house of desire by watching your thoughts, for the state in which you most constantly return constitutes your dwelling place. I think that's, for me, that's really important to really kind of notice. So my question I ask myself is, well, what is my dwelling place? Well, for me, that has been like, I have bad eyesight. That's kind of a fact. I have albinism, and my vision ranges between like 2100 and 2050 with correction. I have frustration, I would say, many times. I have had frustration, and some of that dwelling place is how hard it is, you know? I struggle with computers, and I remember times at work where I used to work in the tech field, and sitting there going to someone's office to have a meeting, they're showing me stuff on their monitor. I'm sorry, I can't see your monitor. Even my own monitor, I'm looking with a magnifying glass a couple inches away. So it's kind of like things like that have been my dwelling place. That's what I've got, you know? So with all that dwelling place goes into what my desires are. It totally impacts my relationships, my success in business. And it's definitely not a stress-free life, because it's always that dwelling place is living from a struggle, kind of a war. So dive into more other teachings. What Neville gives is, he talks about revision. And if you really think about that stuff I was talking about, the struggles I have, all that is the state I live from. And yes, I can't see well, and there's no reason to change that. Just no reason, because there's no reason. I can change, what I can change is imagine what I imagine about the facts, rather than dwell and I can't see well, it's a hard, dwell on what my business allows me to do. No, right now I'm sitting in my backyard in the middle of the day, about to go to the dog park, where the rest of the world is at work doing their busy stuff. Dwell on how cool people are that are in my life. You know, they may not be here with me right now, but I can still in my imagination, go to and experience the joy that the relationships I get, the freedom that I have in my business. There's so many different things, dude. Like a year ago, I went down to Australia just because I could go to Australia. So, what is noticing that some of the times I get bumped and goes back to that dwelling place of bad eyesight. I haven't really nailed fully the my desires of successful business because my dwelling place of my eyesight has kept me, bumped me out of the success I have. So, what is there? Living from the end of I'm already successful. It's like I wrote in my obituary as a young lad, not a young lad, just a little bit ago, and already have everything that I desire. Keep on living from there and make that my dwelling place. And so search that for you. Just discover, take a look at what your thoughts are. As again, what Neville says, you can tell if you abide in your house of desire by watching your thoughts. For the state in which you most constantly return constitutes your dwelling place. Check that out for yourself. You're just over 5 minutes, or actually 6 minutes now it looks like. So anyway, hope you guys enjoy. Well, hello. Good afternoon. Well, it's afternoon for me. Right now it's about 7 o'clock. Monday the 18th, I believe it is. Anyway, that's time, date's not important. But anyway, I want to share a little bit more. Today in one of the groups I'm in, some guy was asking about how to change self-talk. He was asking for help about how to change in self-talk or mental conversations. He was saying that it's resisting negative feelings and trying to strong arm positive thoughts and conversations all the time doesn't work for him. And that goes along to how I started this podcast about that dwelling place. It's because I don't really pay attention too much about positive self-talk. It isn't really the thing. Ooh, Gemma, she sees a bird. Anyway, what matters is really, what is that dwelling place? Are you dwelling on what you dislike? As I started this podcast earlier, I was talking about one of my things with that dwelling place was how hard it is with my eyesight. One of my stories was, is like, I went to Australia almost a year ago and my visa got messed up. And what happened there is like, they wouldn't let me on board. So what do I do? You know, I sat there at the airport playing with my phone that I can't see, playing with my laptop that's not working, and I couldn't see my phone. Well, I could see it, but I couldn't. It's this navigating and doing all the web stuff was doesn't work. And you know what? I was not fucking positive at all. In many ways, I was imagining the security is going to come take me away. But what I did do is I kept on following one of those things that Neville says is live in the end. So I kept on, while I was having that conversation, I kept on moving back to the dwelling places where it was a great vacation. I'm already home sharing my story about how cool the trip was. And so really what the point is to notice what that dwelling place is. Are you, or am I constantly dwelling on how bad my eyesight is? Or am I going, yeah, that shit was hard. It's some of the things I do is hard because I have a hard time saying, but look at me now. How great everything really is. This recognizing success, having the conversations of people congratulating me. One of them could be this silly as, wow, Gary, with given your eyesight, it's great of what you've done. There's a difference in that. Celebrating success rather than celebrating or dwelling on the shit So anyway, I hope you got something from that. Well, actually, I don't hope you do. I'm imagining people saying, wow. You know, that. Thanks for the clarity. That is awesome. Thank you. Have a good night.